Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative in Redondo Beach. All right, everybody. I wasn't planning on doing today's show because I felt under the weather, but I don't know. These things happen, and all of a sudden 12 noon hit. I think it was seeing Jim Dolce's happy, smiling face. But anyway, I'm in a really weird mood today. It's a strange weekend, actually. And sometimes when these President's Day weekends hit, I feel like going to another planet. And today's going to be a little different type of edition of the Astrology Hour. And if you'd like to talk to me today, it's a no-forecast day. I don't really have much of a topic planned because I'm pretty upset with the whole planet right now. Makes you wonder what God is like, you know, if God is this vibration that takes a look at Earth one day and goes, oh, the hell with the whole thing, you know. But sometimes you just feel like that. I'm having a transit, so what the heck. Let's jump into a topic here. We were talking about karma last week, a very, very interesting topic. And over the weekend, I don't know, I felt like one of the cattle at the expo. I went under tremendous hesitation. An intuitive part of myself said, Farley, do not go to this expo, and I did, and what a strange experience. This is an editorial comment, of course, but I don't think I can go back to that again, and I'm not going to be on the KFOX panel today. I really think that when this expo was originally planned, it was probably planned in good faith to be a metaphysical and a spiritual and a new age occurrence, but God, the vibrations that were at that expo, most people I talked to are very uncomfortable with all the, I don't know, the traffic jams and the high cost of going there, millions of dollars that people spent on it, go see it and such. And a lot of people seem to be in pain. And I'm sorry that it's something that's supposed to have a new age or a metaphysical overview would be that painful. That's one of the reasons why I really didn't want to go, but I announced I'd be there Sunday and I got sick from being there. I think my chakras all went, you know, like that. But anyway, one day I picture an expo type event happening outside on the open air in a nice spring day. And actually, this is a similar type event where the booths are free and the speakers are also free and cost of admission is no charge. Or instead of having a few thousand people there, we can turn over and drop all the money out of their pockets. We could have millions of people there and share in a truly spiritual, metaphysical experience, you know, without all this hustling. And maybe the booths could just reflect what we call philosophy instead of being so commercial. I guess there's a fine line between the metaphysical, the spiritual, and the material. And it's funny, it's like anything. It's like when Jesus Christ came to this planet, or when Moses came to this planet, or when any of some of these wise teachers that were the foundation of the great religions came to the planet. Well, once they left, I'm sure they really didn't have much control over what was done after they left. And, you know, the point is that you can really take anything, you can take anything and make a business out of it, and you can take any issue or any segment and use it to manipulate people and make a business out of it. And, you know, don't you wish you had a lie detector where you can walk down the road and a lie detector machine where you could put this little microphone up and find out what's real and what's not real? Because I'm sure you got to believe that not everything at events like that could be 100%, you know, new age, metaphysical, spiritual, pure, innocent, and all that. It's like when you go to a psychic fair. You go there, you got to say to yourself, well, some of these people here are psychic and some of them are phonies, right? So I wish I could tell which ones are psychic and which ones are not. But still, it's going to cost you $17 for the day and $33 for the weekend, plus $34 for a speaker. And, you know, I say to myself, you know, all these people really do support it. They flock to these things like sheep. And it's unfortunate because I think New Age metaphysical techniques really do not dictate that we flock to events like sheep just because it's commercially advertised to be such a big, important, powerful event. I, for one, am aware of all kinds of political karmas that are going on among New Age people and New Age leaders. I want you to know something, and I want to make this real clear to my audience. I guess this is my pedestal. This is my booth, right? Booth number zero, whatever. But I have all Los Angeles as my forum, which gives me a break, and it doesn't cost you a thing to turn on your radio. It's always up to you to support the show or to send away for it, but because it's the public airwaves, and it's always up to you if you want to listen in. So that's why the Astrology Hour is a phenomena of nature, because we don't charge you $17 to get in every day. But anyway, I just want you to know that when people come back to this lifetime and they serve or they act as a teacher or a philosopher or a metaphysician or somebody who would actually try to do something to change this planet for the better. And some of my greatest heroes, people like Martin Luther King and people like Abe Lincoln and John F. Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy and John Lennon, I notice all these people that I have announced were people that were killed. They were assassinated. And along with great power comes awesome karmic responsibility, because don't you see it? The reason why many of us as souls come back to this planet is because we are warriors. We are manipulators, and we do exude great power. And in the past, you take a look at these people that claim to be New Age gurus or teachers. Why the heck do you think they are in this position of coming back with the responsibility or the method or the attempt to balance their personal karmic scales, because they have a karma with themselves that is for the masses? I'll tell you why. Because these are the very same people that led the battles, that led the charges, that made the decisions, that began the Great Wars. Remember the 30 Years' War? Remember some of these things that happened during the course of history, like the Crusades, and just strange occurrences, bloodbaths. Isn't it funny how we pummeled Germany and Nazism because of all the people that died in World War II? 20, 30 million people, including 6 to 10 million Jewish people, were massacred in World War II. And because of the media coverage, it was really an awesomely powerful revelation as to what was going on. Okay? But we forget to consider how America was founded. And during the 100 years of sweeping the natives clean from the United States and massacring in the genocide of the American Indian, who just so happens to be the survivor of the Atlantean Holocaust, right? The American Indian, some 50 to 100 million of them got killed and massacred in the Great Indian Wars. And there's a major cover-up. Like, these individuals were treated like they weren't even people. These individuals were almost treated like they were animals or savages, and they didn't have any hearts or souls, when in truth, wonderful, beautiful foundations of the American Indian ethic were some of the most wonderful and colorful and just metaphysical ingredients that ever existed on this planet beyond Atlantis. And then, of course, the whites from Europe came here and blew them away. And then we established a country called America, right? Home of the free, home of the brave, with a foundation of slavery and genocide. And here we live in this country today. And what happens is, as people in the age of Pisces, we live with a veil. And, you know, I'm not saying the United States is bad or it's wrong, because maybe it's better than what some places have on Earth. Maybe it's nicer in Norway or Canada or Switzerland or New Zealand or Australia. But in comparison, how was Norway established, or how was Switzerland established? Or I'm sure there was a bloodbath in Australia too. But my point is that a lot of these people that come back as New Age leaders, like if you take a look at all the speakers that are speaking at the expo, for example, and trace their karmic Akashic responsibilities as to why they are here, you are looking at some of the more powerful warriors and political figures in the history of this world and other worlds beyond. Now, you want to tell me, I would like someone to try to call me and explain to me how we can tell the difference as to whether these people have genuinely changed, you know, whether they've really, truly become spiritual, innocent, pure people, or whether they're still dominating, conquering, manipulating, and using the masses. You know, there was a long time ago when I could have taken the Astrology Hour and made a big expo out of it, or I could have went national radio. And, you know, people said, Farley, why don't you go ahead and do that? Why don't you just go ahead and go on 100 stations national and go ahead and just rake it in and make your $1 million or whatever? And I had that option to take this show and go as far with it as I wanted to. But you know what? I wanted to keep it simple. and I wanted to present it to a segment of society in Southern California that I felt was ready for this type of radio show. And also, I am not really greedy anymore. I'm just looking for us to take care of the bills and keep the show on the air and keep people happy. And I'm aware I'm a Leo with a Scorpio moon, and I have my arrogance, and I have some ego, and I have my conceit, and I might seem to run through the callers sometimes when they call, because I know there's a lot of people that want to talk to me, and there's people waiting in line to talk to me, and even though some people have waited 30 minutes, I can only spend 2 or 3 minutes a call, so don't make all the rest of them upset and angry with me. Because see, all of us that are metaphysically inclined, and all of us that are these New Age heralds and leaders and gurus, it's not an accident that we have come back to teach and to cure and to heal the masses and to help midwife this planet into the new age. It is not an accident. Because of the damage that we have done, it is our karma to come back in this lifetime and to try to resolve this negative force that we set forward. It's not an accident I'm on the radio. A lot of you that listen to this show, hey, I might not have been too nice to you in a past life. And here I am on the radio trying to offer some love and light in this life to possibly try to correct that. You take a look at something like the Expo, which to me is one of the most commercial productions I have ever seen in my life. And even though some people tell me that no one made much money from it, hey, I added it up. I took a look at some of the headcounts there, and I estimated about a $2 million gross with about a $500 gross profit, net profit maybe after the weekend. So somebody did all right. It wasn't publicized as a nonprofit or a public-supported function. It was just the Expo, you know what I mean? And this is, like I say, an editorial comment, but the point is that if you are into New Age philosophies and metaphysics, then know you are there for a reason. Because know that if you are there to be someone to share the knowledge and to spread the light and to be the truly pure metaphysical teacher, you are walking a tightrope. You are walking a very fine line. Because when you become spiritual and become aware, when you are aware of your powers and control your chakras, you exude great power and you have the power of manipulation and dominance. And that's why when I go to these things and I sense the energy that surrounds these things, it blows me away. It blows my mind. Because I know that there's a lot of people there using their power and using their manipulation and their dominance. They may be into the new age, but they also have fine careers, and their bank balances are socked full. And they also sometimes get tired of what they're doing, and they get used to it. It's just like clockwork. So they hang in there, and they do it, and they end up fleecing the public when they're really teaching philosophies and methods they don't really believe in. How many phony channelers are there? And how many phony astrologers are there? People that just follow the steps, learn astrology, and are just out there making money. There's not much control in New Age counseling. There really isn't. You say to yourself, who interviewed and qualified these speakers or these panels? What qualifies these people to have the responsibility to share this kind of knowledge? And yet we have to pay $17 to go find out. I'm sure there's a lot of good and there's a lot of justice that is being served spiritually at the Expo because it is a tremendous karma experience. You know, if you go there, you do feel like you know, and you've been with all these people that are there. There's so much power. You know, there's just so much incredible power there. But you know what? It just stuns my chakras and shuts me down. And that's why I just wanted to make this comment, my opinion, and it's Farley's opinion, and I'm sure you have your opinion too, but I do share a lot of similar feelings and experiences. When they asked me to speak at the Expo, I gave them my rate, which is $1,000 for an hour to speak. But they told me they didn't have enough money because to pay their speakers that kind of money or whatever because they were too busy or something, or there just wasn't that much profit in it. Come on! So that's why I said, well, I'm not going to speak then. That's how much I'm worth. I'm worth $1,000 to $5,000, and I'm just not going to get involved in a panel or a discussion unless I'm paid for what I feel I'm worth. So a lot of these speakers there are not getting paid. So where's all this money going, huh? You know, it makes you wonder. You know, it just makes you wonder, makes you think about it. You know, and this is a metaphysical spiritual production. So I'm not really putting down the Expo because I do think it is a wonderful thing and it does have its place for sure. But if I did an Expo, like I say, I'd have it out in the open in the country somewhere, you know, just like Woodstock, right? Maybe get 50-60 acres of land. Have people there, you know, stipulate that it's non-commercial, no charge, free. Set up a few PA systems for speakers and go for it. Bring millions, masses. And maybe that's what the new age will come to. It's funny how so many of us are bonded. We are bound to the material so much it becomes an obsession even metaphysically. Because let me say something. Metaphysics and spirituality and astrology is going to become something with this Saturn-Uranus-Neptune conjunction, which is really what this is all about. Because with Neptune in Capricorn, which is spirit and career combined, right? And Uranus in Capricorn, which is the astrological and the metaphysical with career combined. And with Saturn, the planet of karma, right in the middle of the whole thing, you could really make a big business out of metaphysics, astrology, and psychic and spiritual awareness. A lot of people have already made millions. God bless Linda Goodman. She's a wonderful astrologer. She's published millions of books. And I'm sure they're getting the word out, and they're transforming the planet. You know, like Shirley MacLaine, God bless her. You know, she transformed the planet. But the truth is, you still have to pay for this stuff. And it's commercial. It's massive commercial. You know, one day when this planet turns into a barter system, we no longer need to work our buns off to make the money to go see the teachers and the spiritualists and the gurus and the booths to buy the crystals or to buy the ingredients to make us spiritual. Now, one day when this planet truly becomes a barter system, then I'll know we're there. Until then, if I feel like being disgusted, you know, and this is a free country, that's why it's my option. Just like you would review a movie, I am reviewing the expo, right? That's all I'm doing. Just like you would review a movie, I went there, I saw it, I lived it, I'm reviewing it. Maybe some of you don't agree with it, fine. You know, that's why this show is an open forum, and that's why you can call 379-8255 and tell me how much you enjoyed it. If you got something out of the expo, I'd like to hear it. I want to know about it. But if you have an opinion about it, then sure. That's what this show is all about, to express it. Let's find out. And today's a no-forecast day on the Astrology Hour at 379-8255. That's 379-TALK. And I'll tell you something else, you know. I wasn't too happy about the way we were bounced around at the expo. The K-Fox booth got bounced around and finally wiped out, or doesn't exist anymore. And for a station that's been around for 5 years promoting for free on the radio, right, the public airwaves, astrology, metaphysics, karma, psychic, and spiritual awareness, why would they dump us like that? So, you know, I know that it's up to me. I pay for this time, so I'm reviewing the show. I'm reviewing it, and I didn't like it. So I'm not going to go back. And that's my opinion. So it's not the opinion of K-Fox or the management or anybody here. And just to confirm that, so you are all clear that it's Farley's opinion and no one else's, I will let Uncle Jim come in and make it clear.
The programs and subjects discussed on KFOX Radio do not necessarily represent the views of the staff or management of KFOX. All programs are independent of one another, and no connection whatsoever is implied.
Okay, welcome to the Astrology Hour, a show I wasn't going to do. I was in so much pain before the show started, but as what so often happens so many times, it seems like this light affected me at 12 noon, and suddenly I was cured and healed. I guess it's your power out there, Southern California. And like I say, today's a no-forecast day, so if you would like to call us at 379-8255, this show is an open forum, and I'm interested in your opinions and discussion. Karma is a pretty intense issue, and we have come back here to pay a debt. As soon as you become human, as soon as you are born on this planet, you are not born here by accident. You are born. Earth, in many ways, can be a prison. And when you come back here, you come back here to pay a very intense debt to society and to this planet. And, you know, it is the people that become the leaders and the teachers and the people that are the guiding lights of this planet that we must look to. I mean, I'm not going to put Jesus Christ down, but you got to believe for his karma to come back and be crucified and to help establish one of the greatest religions of history, right? Where after he left, millions, hundreds of millions of people were slaughtered in the name of Christianity, right? Or because people didn't believe the way they should or whatever. You got to believe that that kind of karma, even for a guy like Jesus, the responsibility of being a leader or a teacher or a philosopher is awesome. That's why I shudder and I get a gut ache every time I go on the air, because I want to make sure that I say the right thing or as best of the right thing as possible. You know, that is why I don't try to force anything down anyone's throat. What I try to promote are two things. Not forming any bottom lines. That means don't create any dogmatic thinking. No bottom lines. Basically, open-mindedness. That's what I like to promote. On my tombstone, I like it to say, he promoted open-mindedness and he sought further truth. And that's all that I would like my life to be based on. Because, you know, this guy publishes a book, right? And a lot of people are, you know, they put a bounty on his head. They want to kill him because he published a book. You know, what is that? What kind of karma is that? You know, it's like, what's going on in this planet? People that believe in God, adhere to a religion, are willing to kill and put bounties on people's head. This is the kind of history we've had on this planet. Where is the spirit? Where is the truth and the justice and the mercy and the grace that the light of God truly is? From when I look within to see that light, when I meditate, it doesn't say put a bounty on someone's head or to establish the Crusades and kill 100 million people because they don't believe in Christ just exactly the way they should. It's so hypocritical. You know, this planet is laced with a history of hypocrisy. And we're just children. We are dwarfed by the consciousness of God that exists. So why should anyone try to define it and say that they have the word? And yet we do. We do walk around like we know the word. And what does Farley say? Hey, Farley says, open your mind, search for further truth. As soon as you close your mind and think you've found the truth, that's when you're stuck. But there's people out there, even New Age gurus, that may even be at the expo right now in a lecture as I speak, that are telling people just the way they're supposed to believe. This is the way it's going to happen. Talk about aura manipulation and aura visualization. It's like being with a psychic that's so powerful that the psychic will go ahead and tell you what's going to happen in your life, and she's so powerful she'll manifest it because of her power of psychic suggestion. Did you know that existed? That's right. There's a power of psychic suggestion that is so intense. That's why I try real hard not to make choices for people, because I know that if I tell people things without saying the footnote, if I were you, or if I had your chart, this is what Farley would do. Never ever saying, do this, do that, do this, do that. Because that is too powerful. That is the power of psychic suggestion. You are manipulating a person's aura and their life, and people keep going, well, I keep going back to her because she's so good. Everything she said turned out to be true. Well, I hope she told you good things. In my opinion, if you're going to go see a psychic who's going to be powerful anyway, they better be a psychic like Avery, okay? Somebody like that who tells you good things, so in case they are powerful, then whatever they help manifest in your life is good. It's power. It's love. It's hope. It's light. I know a lot of you are probably on the way to the convention right now, or maybe you're there listening, or maybe you've just come out and you're shocked by what I had to say. But I know a lot of people are making millions of dollars off of it this weekend, and they have to live and eat and breathe for sure. But one day, this may be a barter planet with an open-minded philosophy and a search for further truth, and all of us can get along without putting bounties on each other's heads. Okay, welcome to the Astrology Hour. I'm Farley, and I was going to be on tape today. I guess now you know why I wasn't a speaker, because maybe they didn't want me to. They figured, we better not let this guy speak, because if he says anything, then we might not be too happy with what he's going to say, you know, But what the heck, you know, that's the way life goes. It's politics. Let's go to the phones now and talk to our wonderful callers. We've got Sharon, Elizabeth, Genevieve, Alicia, Mike, Margaret, Dana, and Susan. The board is booked, so let's see what they have to say. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello. Oh, I didn't think I was going to be first.
Yeah, well, you are, hon.
Oh, well, you might be happy to know that I'm very much in sync with a lot of the opinions that you expressed this morning.
Wow.
Very much. In fact, I did not go to the convention.
Uh-huh.
And because I think I've been to similar things in the past, and I got those kind of vibes. And I felt a little bit blown out, the same that you're talking about today.
God, talk about being raped, you know? Oh my God.
Yes, and to the point where I just felt as if my nerves were out, like on the outside of my skin. But let's get to karma.
Okay.
Because that's a biggie. And
yeah.
It coincides with something that you're talking about today. By the way, you know, you got an edge. You have a real edge to what you're talking about today.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to do the show. I was in pain all morning.
Yeah.
I was in pain yesterday after I went. And I just thought to myself, something happened at 12 noon. You know,
uh-huh.
I don't want to say a light came into the control room, but the program director was here. He'd say I was sitting here with him with my head on the suitcase listening to Linda, and I was had the tape ready, a Friday show.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I felt fine. So I said, I'm going to call my mother and cancel the date at 12:45. I'm going to go and do it. So, you know, I didn't plan anything, and it all channeled right out from my higher self. I guess my higher self wanted to say something today.
Well, that's good, because I'll tell you, even on days when you're not feeling so well, you still have an awful lot of energy. And by the way, I get a lot from just listening. I have to have people like you in my life. It's good for me to turn that radio on. I'm not a member, and I don't listen to you very often because usually I'm at work. But when I do, and when I get the chance, I appreciate it. But getting back to the karma and something that you were talking about today with these people, metaphysicians, et cetera, and how to tell the difference of who's from, you know, from whatever place they're coming from. You know, karma is a power issue. It's not a romantic issue, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a pie in the sky issue. It's not an issue of, I'm gonna come back and, you know, my karma is to live in a beautiful dairy farm, you know, in Iowa or something like that. I've read this in somewhere where I read it. It felt right when I read it. You know, karma is a power issue, either a lack of karma or too much karma. I mean, either a lack of power or too much power.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly. Yeah, because the people with more power have more karma.
That's right.
Right.
And I can testify to that myself. And I think that one of the biggie lessons that I have to learn, you know, in this life is humility.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy.
Me too.
And that's saying it very politely. And we all have to be careful. But the other thing is that, you know, if we're constantly going to other people, we have to ask ourselves maybe certain questions. Why, you know, as far as going to the convention, we are maybe projecting a lot of some power that we may have in ourselves to other people. And you have to remember that you're opening yourself up then. We do have to be careful. I don't have a magic formula of how to tell who's going to do what with this power that we are giving over. But on the other hand, don't you agree that we may have this inside of ourselves, and it may be, maybe we're scared to open up ourselves.
Yeah,
because we don't want to find out what's really in there, so we think, well, somebody else is going to tell us good things.
It's a part of ourselves that's been conditioned to seek on the outside for information to support the inner truth.
Yeah.
That's really not right, because a good philosopher will teach you to look within, that all you need is inside of you, and that's all you need.
Well, yes, that's right.
And you know, honey, I hate to be rude, but I do have to run because I do have other people that are waiting.
No problem, but I am going to get those Sabian symbols. I've got a 10-degree Libra, and when you read yourself one day, I couldn't believe it.
Well, I love you, and you
great.
Please come down to K-Fox right, one day and watch
up,
me
and
do the
there's
show.
There's no problem with anybody speaking the truth.
And I don't want to be arrogant by asking you to you know, because I just want to be, you know, nice to these other people. Because one lady said, Farley, you rushed the calls too quick. And,
okay. I understand. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's another edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. Hope you liked it. See you real soon, weekdays in the Fox at 12 noon. Bye-bye.